Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Klal Yud Aleph Simen Dalet. In the Baruch Elok Sus Hamayuchad LeYom Begam Loiv Shebegam. So the mitzvah tzitzis applies only to a day garment and a person is wearing it by daytime. So that, according to everybody, is chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis. So therefore, we can make a bracha without any question that this is a valid bracha. The Yisharim Deim Enoy Miyuchad LeYom Avol Gav LeLoiv Shebegam Potter. There's those which are of the opinion. If a person is wearing this garment by day, it's not a garment which is normally worn by day, so the person is not chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis, and vice versa. That the pasuk says risa mesoy darshinan pralik sus laila, it's excluding a night garment. Vasalam rahma yuchad the laila alf bishalav shabayim poter kus yem alf bishalav shabalaila is chayiv v'zeh odas harosh. The opinion of the Rosh is it depends what type of garment it is. If it's a day garment, the garment which is made for a person wearing during the day, even if he wears it at nighttime, it's chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis. If a person wears a night garment, something that is made for sleeping or for lounging at nighttime, any person wears it by daytime, according to the Rosh, he's patur, even though it has four corners. So to make a bracha, you cannot make a bracha, according to the Rosh, on a night garment worn during the day. It has to be a daytime and it has to be a day garment. So according to the Rosh, the main issue was day garment versus night garment. Avodas Rambam, the product sus laila rotzalom shalom shalila pisham yuchel yom is potter. According to the Rambam, it depends when you're wearing it, not what type of garment it is. So we're not the Rishon says it's not defining the garment, it's defining the time that you're wearing it. So according to the Rambam, a person wears a day garment at nighttime, he's potter from tzitzis. If he wears a night garment by daytime and has four corners, he's chayiv and sits. So according to the Rambam, in that case is chayiv. According to the Rosh, it's a night garment and it's potter. Vice versa, if you have a day garment at nighttime, according to the Rambam, it's potter. According to the Rosh, it's chayiv. So the only time I can feel confident that the person is going to be chayiv, according to all opinions, is a day garment by day. So then there's no question that the bracha is a valid bracha. So we only make a bracha on a day garment by daytime. One of the garments that a person is wrapped up in when he dies is a talus, and our minhag is to put a talus with tzitzis. There is definitely opinions that say you don't put tzitzis in. Our minhag is to put it with tzitzis. So a person made a specific, he bought a set of tachrichim and he made a talus and he put tzitzis in it to be used for when he will pass away. So that's similar to the ksus laila, that it's a garment which is not made for wearing it in a time that a person is chayiv in the mitzvah, because a person whose mace is potter for mitzvahs. So even if a person would wear that talus during his lifetime, so according to the Rosh, he'd be potter because it is the equivalent of a night garment. But according to the Rambam, he's going to be chayiv, because right now he's wearing it during his lifetime, when he's by daytime, and he's chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay. The next two simonim deal with what types of material are materials which are chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis. If I make my beged out of what types of materials would it be chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis? And what about if it's made out of leather? What about if it's made out of plastic? What about if it's made out of wool, linen, cotton, etc.? In other words, regards to the material of the garment, not the tzitzis itself, but of the garment. When is a chayiv? So let's start. Simon Hay, Midaksiv, I'll config the Bidehem, will appear shall Ezebeg. But the pasuk says, on the corners of your garment, the Torah does not describe what type of garment it is, what material it's made out of. So Masha Shekomine Begodim Chiyavim Minatara. The on a Torah level, any type of material would be Chayiv in Sitzis. El the Yeshomim, the Afinim, Mikomokim Shemer Betara, Begid Stam, Mi Begodim Hakosuv Benagoyim. However, there's an opinion which disagrees and says that the Torah writes the word beged many places without describing what type of material. But there is one place where the Torah does describe the materials and uses the same word beged. So we have this idea of learning the from where the Torah explains what it means, that becomes a definition to be used everywhere else in the Torah as well. So if we know that in one place in the Torah, by Negoyim, by Tzaras, the Torah only talks about a beged as a beged made out of tzemer or pishtim, made out of wool or linen, so we should then learn to the mitzvah of tzitzis, when it says on the corners of the beged, it means only a beged which is made out of wool or linen. So only, according to this opinion, only garments made out of wool and linen would be chayiv on a Torah level in the midst of tzitzis. The shalom k'si beged tzemer o'pishtim. Chen tzir lehu, the dafka beged tzemer o'pishtim chayiv tzitzis min ha-Torah. Al v'shar minim ein elamid rabbonon. So this opinion holds that the chi of mitzvah of tzitzis only applies deraisa on garments made out of wool or linen. Other minim are only chayiv min rabbanan. A person would wear a talus katan made out of katan. So according to this opinion, he would not fulfill the mitzvah of the raisa. And if our goal is to want to chaperai in the mitzvah of the raisa, that we want to make sure that we do the mitzvah, so it would seem to make sense that a person should be makbid on wearing a talus katan made out of wool. Interestingly enough, the Maaser Rav brings up the Gra where a talus katan made out of katan and a talus gadol made out of wool. So the question is, why would he do so? One explanation is that he wore his talus gadol the whole day. So the mitzvah deraisa of tzitzis and a wool garment he fulfilled. And therefore he wanted also the chaperayin an opportunity to do the mitzvah mirabonon, to follow the words of the chachamim and wear tzitzis, even according to the opinion, which is only chayiv mirabonon. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Have a good morning.